Organophosphate poisoning by All-Star Medics. Description: Organophosphate OP poisoning occurs due to ingestion, inhalation, or dermal exposure to organophosphate compounds which are commonly used as pesticides, insecticides, or nerve agents. Exposure can be intentional, parasuicide, self-harm, accidental, farmers, pesticide handlers, or homicidal or warfare-related. Organophosphates irreversibly inhibit acetylcholinesterase, leading to excessive acetylcholine accumulation at muscarinic, nicotinic, and central nervous system receptors, resulting in a cholinergic crisis. Carbamates, in contrast, inhibit acetylcholinesterase reversibly and usually cause a shorter duration of toxicity. Common sources: agricultural insecticides, herbicides, fungicides, fertilizers, livestock dipping agents, shampoos for lice, nerve agents, warfare. Pathophysiology: excess acetylcholine stimulates muscarinic receptors, bronchorrhea, bradycardia, meiosis, vomiting, salivation, urination, lacrimation, salivation. Nicotinic receptors, muscle fasciculations, weakness or paralysis, tachycardia, hypertension, anxiety, seizures, coma. CNS/other, confusion, agitation, altered mental status, hypoglycemia, hypotension, type 2 respiratory failure, hypercapnic, intermediate syndrome, proximal muscle weakness, neck flexor weakness, respiratory compromise after 24 to 96 hours. Investigations: baseline labs, FBC, UNEs, creatinine, LFTs, RBS. Toxicology: blood and urine organophosphate levels. Enzyme assays, serum or red cell cholinesterase activity. ABG, evaluate respiratory compromise and acid-base status. Other supportive investigations as clinically indicated. Management: 1. Airway and breathing. Ensure airway patency. Oxygen therapy and escalation as needed. Suction secretions if present. Mechanical ventilation if respiratory failure. 2. Circulation. Insert 2 large bore IV lines. Obtain blood for investigations. Administer crystalloids for resuscitation and maintenance. Monitor BP, HR, perfusion. 3. Disability/neurologic status. Assess GCS. Monitor for seizures, manage per seizure protocol. Correct hypoglycemia. 4. Decontamination. Remove contaminated clothing, wash skin thoroughly with soap and water, eye irrigation if ocular exposure. 5. Antidotal therapy. Atropine, muscarinic antagonist. Initial dose, 1 to 2 mg IV, double every 5 minutes until atroponization endpoint. Clearing of bronchial secretions, improvement of oxygenation, resolution of bronchospasm. Maintenance infusion, 20% of total atroponization dose over 24 hours. Monitor for atropine toxicity, confusion, extreme tachycardia, blurred vision, fever, ileus, urinary retention. Pralidoxime, 2 PAM, cholinesterase reactivator. Loading dose, 30 mg per kilogram IV over 20 minutes. Continuous infusion, 8 mg per kilogram per hour, max 12 grams per day. Effective mainly if given early before aging of acetylcholinesterase. 6. Supportive care. Mechanical ventilation for respiratory failure. Correct electrolyte imbalances. Treat secondary infections, aspiration pneumonia. Monitor urine output. ICU/HDU admission often required. Complications: aspiration pneumonitis or pneumonia, hypoxic organ injury, shock, intermediate syndrome, muscle weakness, respiratory compromise, organophosphate-induced delayed polyneuropathy, OPIDP, chronic organophosphate-induced neuropsychiatric disorder, COMPIND. Referral criteria: all cases of acute poisoning, even asymptomatic exposures. Type 2 respiratory failure requiring mechanical ventilation, intermediate syndrome, persistent cholinergic symptoms despite antidotal therapy. Key points: early recognition and rapid initiation of antidotes, atropine plus prilosexam, save lives. Supportive care, especially for airway and respiratory failure, is critical. Continuous monitoring in ICU is required for at least 24 hours, often longer. Consider psychosocial evaluation for intentional ingestion cases.